B-Pod Studios.
A rah-rah guy. I'm talking about a guy that just knows how to lead, knows how to pick somebody up. Like, for instance, if you're talking about, like, Vince Lombardi, one of my favorite stories is how he'd be riding some guys on his offensive line, and he would then, in, like, one of the other practices, just grab them and tell them how much he loved them and,
right.
and say, you know, I wouldn't play with anybody else.
Yeah.
And that would be the one nugget of, like, positivity you'd give them all year. And then they at least knew that they loved him, you know, or knew that he loved them.
I one of the stories he was talking about, like, this one offensive lineman thought he was just about to kick him to the curb.
Right.
Like, he was on him so bad, he thought he was going to just bury him, and then he comes over to him in the middle of practice. And you're right on that one. Yeah, you're right. That he came over and he said, I just love you to death.
Yeah.
We'll get through it. And the guy was like, I would kill for him.
There are players that we always look at, and we go, oh, they're professionals. They should be fine. They should be good to go as far as motivation goes. But I don't think they win a Super Bowl without Malcolm Jenkins.
No, probably not.
Like, that was a clear-cut, well-defined leader. If you're talking about defining roles, as was well highlighted in Last Dance, was well highlighted from Brandon Graham talking about Phil Jackson as he went on to talk about him, saying that we all have to know our role. And through all the injuries they've had over the last 3 years, having those defined roles, I think, helped people stay in their own comfort zones. Now, what I think of as a leader isn't the guy that goes in and flips a table over. It's more so the guy that Fletcher Cox was talking about the other day when he was made available. Being the guy that is going to step up when he knows he's needed. Not the guy to insert himself, right? Not the guy to interject. Not to force himself upon anybody else. Mm-hmm. I think that's the ultimate type of leader. That role right now is not defined. If Fletcher Cox is going to continue to do what he's been doing anyway, then we're fine. But I do think players need that one guy to look at that's going to hold them accountable that's not on the coaching staff. And we talk about that a lot. It's not the guy that's coaching the team that has the heavier words, that carries the most clout with his words. It's the guy that's standing next to you.
Yeah. It's a tough role.
It absolutely is. Now, we make a lot of it because we want to talk about who's the C, right? Where's the C?
Yeah.
That stuff is ridiculously overblown. And yeah, I think most athletes will say, I'm self-motivated. But there is a guy at the workplace, whether it be football, whether it be an accounting firm, that kind of leads the charge, that says, all right, well, this is what we have to do. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Rolling out the business plan.
And to bring the Flyers into it, like, this is just my gut. I don't have any inside. I don't think, like, Claude may wear the C on his jersey, but I doubt he's that guy.
Yeah, I don't
think he's not the ass-kicking guy.
Like Wayne
he's
Simmons,
not the Malcolm Jenkins of the Flyers locker room.
Right, Wayne Simmons was the best leader the Flyers had in the last, like, 8 years.
I can see Couturier being that guy. You know what I mean? Like, just because Claude's wearing the C doesn't mean he's necessarily that guy.
See, I think Coots is even quieter than Giroux. Like, I honestly do. Like, but I think...
But somebody's that guy.
Yeah, and you know what? TK could be that guy even though he's young.
Yeah.
Especially with a guy as verbal, as articulate as he is.
Yeah.
So we'll continue that conversation. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. We got into this a little bit earlier today, and it really does bring us back to our Twitter poll, because it is a wild time mentioning the Flyers. In terms of excitement, I think people are more so looking forward to the Flyers starting up again. And yes, granted, it is postseason, then they are the Philly season starting up. And I think it's for two reasons. One, the obvious is that it's playoffs versus a regular season. The other is I think people have been drastically soured by the comments made last week by Blake Snell and the comments then backed up by Bryce Harper. I did an interview in D.C. yesterday, right? And that was one of the first things I wanted to talk about, was how they wanted to talk. Bryce Harper, oh, you know, your problem, that whole thing.
Bryce was on the fundraising concert last night.
Oh, was he? He made an appearance?
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. He's done a good job as far as PR work goes. With no more than 24 hours before those comments come out,
yeah,
he's working out, like doing deadlifts or whatever, squats in his driveway. He's in the batting cage hitting baseballs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, old Bryce and Joe G made an appearance on the fundraiser last night.
Okay, that's good. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But baseball is already tainted as far as I'm concerned when it comes to the public perception about what players are thinking right now. They're not thinking about, I mean, yeah, they're thinking about safety. But the number one thing on everyone's mind right now is the financial implications of starting the regular season. Whether or not they're going to have the players get paid their full money, whether or not they're going to be a 50-50 split, whether or not it's going to be 60-40, whatever they agree upon between the owners and the players, everyone's looking at it right now like, I'm in this situation where I have so many people that have filed for unemployment and you're going to argue over the money. Now, it doesn't just come down to the players. It comes down to the owners as well. And as I've said many times, I look at the owners before I look at the players in this scenario. When you see comments made by Blake Snell and you see him championed by one of the guys that just signed one of the richest contracts in Major League Baseball history at the time, it actually was richest contract in sports. When you look at that from an objective point of view, that's where everyone looks at baseball and goes, you couldn't be more tone deaf to the situation that everyone's in right now. And I know it gets highlighted on the players because they're the ones that we see run out on the field every day. Owners are guys in suites that we barely see.
Sure.
So that's who we focus on above all else. So I think people right now have this sour taste in their mouth. And I think a lot of people are coming around on the idea, and this has been going on my whole life, that baseball has been on the decline. And yeah, you might have a historical moment like Ripken's streak in, what, 95, 96. You might have historical home run race like you had even more so with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. You could have all that. But baseball, other than those moments, has been on a great decline. Kids seem like they're playing it less and less. Maybe they got a little bit more of a bump with a concussion scare like football, right? But baseball just hasn't been nearly as popular. And this is not an old, this is not a new argument by any means. So compound that with not just a strike like in 94, but compound that with a pandemic where people are out of work and you have people arguing over money like that. You have people arguing over, you know, millions of dollars, which might seem rightfully so. But for the people that were making the 50K a year, the 40K a year, they don't want to hear it. We mentioned police officers. Average police officer making like 60K. All right. You want those people looking at baseball players as they argue about their millions and billions with their owners? Yeah, that ain't going to fly.
Yeah.
So I think most people are looking at baseball right now like, maybe you do need to shut down. Because right now, I know I'm going to have hockey playoffs. We know we're going to have basketball playoffs, for instance. We're all looking forward to that, which is why we didn't even put it on our Twitter poll. Could hockey in this particular instance say, you know what, baseball, I'm good. I'll have hockey, I'll have basketball to carry me into football. You guys take a break for a while.
And I'll tell you what, I started siding with you even more, Mark. I don't think there's going to be baseball. And not because I think, you know, because I'm mad at it, not because of anything else. But, you know, listen to the national baseball people over yesterday and this morning before the show. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. You have players telling guys, telling, you know, national reporters, baseball players, we're definitely coming back. And in the next sentence on another, or next sentence by another player, I don't see us coming back at all. Mm-hmm. A GM saying 100% we'll be back. Another GM saying, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. They are so wide ranging on all of this. And it's not like GMs are on one side, owners are on one side, and players are on another. They are all over the place. Nobody knows what's going on. So I don't see. This is even more confusing, it seems, or as confusing as handling the coronavirus.
Yeah,
them
right.
Getting together on how to get back together.
It's a fluid situation, Bob.
Yeah.
How many times have people heard that in the workplace? It's a fluid situation. Yeah. It's very fluid in baseball. And we heard Charlie Blackmon yesterday, who went in depth, saying, I want it to come back. As long as we're safe, I want it to come back. We'll have to find a give and take here. I think every baseball player should have that mindset, because here's the biggest thing of it all. People talk about the all the money in the world, right? Not every baseball player is a billionaire, right? Not every baseball player is a millionaire. If they do expand rosters, and you're like the vast majority of baseball players who are, yeah, they're making a good living right now.
Right.
If you're one of those fringe guys that would actually make it to the major leagues because roster expansion, when they do bring baseball back, if they do bring baseball back, you got to be looking at the millionaire athletes going, or the millionaire baseball players going, guys, what about the rest of us?
Sure.
Like, we're supposed to be some union here? Like, what does Bryce Harper tell an Andrew Knapp? You know what I mean? Like, what do you say there? What does Bryce Harper made those comments to Bryson Stott.
Exactly.
Like a minor league ball player. Excuse me, the guy who was just drafted. What do you tell that guy? Now, Stott might have some signing bonus money. Maybe it's not on his mind yet. But bottom line is, what do you tell that guy that's maybe 27, 28 years old, looking to finally break into the major leagues? Now, granted, that's a guy that's most likely not going to have a huge impact anyway, but still, it's his opportunity, and there's more of those guys than there are Bryce Harpers. What do you tell that guy? If you really are a players' union, what do you tell that guy?
Yeah. Well, the players' union needs to do more.
Well, so do the owners. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, I understand both sides, why they're putting their foot down and trying to brace the storm.
But the owners put their foot down and they're like, okay, now you guys have to move your foot.
Yeah, but they both need to concede here. Mm. Like, they need to work together and both realize that they're going to come off like a bunch of Richards and really do more irreparable damage to the sport. Mm. I mean, people will be seriously turned off if they could have come back, but they didn't because of a money issue.
I don't remember. I was 12 years old, 11 years old, baseball strike in 94. I just broke my heart that there was no baseball.
I stopped watching baseball until the steroids came back.
It was horrible.
I still have not touched a baseball card. I've said that many times. Like that, I had 1,000 baseball cards.
Baseball was my favorite at 93, 94, and right after that strike, NBA became my favorite, and NFL.
The reason I bring it up is because I don't know what the economic state of the United States was in 1994. I'm going to go ahead and assume 30 million people didn't just file for unemployment.
38 million, I believe. But yeah.
Just did?
Yeah, I believe up to 38.
It's up to 30, yeah.
Okay, not 94, you mean presently.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and assume.
I think you're safe in that assumption.
I'm going to assume.
Yeah.
And people were pissed off about the financials. What about right now?
Yeah.
Like, hey, like I said, if any sport needs to shut down and work on you for a while, it would be baseball. They're going to have to kiss all our asses in order to bring people back at any semblance of a rapid pace.
I'm definitely more on the player side than anything, but both need to concede here.
If the players came out after all this and said, you know what, we are the ones taking all the risks, so pay us more money, I'd be like, okay, now hold on a minute. But being that there was something agreed to in March, and the owners are changing the field of play.
Oh, they're definitely trying to take advantage of a situation.
Yeah. All you need to know from the get-go was the phrase from Jeff Passan, which was, it's going to get ugly. And then you saw the quote from Tony Clark saying, we're in a situation right now where the owners are trying to take advantage of a global health crisis. It's like, damn.
Passan said ugly. He finished the sentence, ugly, and then boom, it was ugly. He barely had the sentence out of his mouth and it started turning.
The tremors were already happening.
Oh, my God.
The earthquake was already registered.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you an update on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. When we come back, call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 24 months. 24 months. No payments. How about that? So we're going to get into that conversation again. We'll highlight that. And then there was one more thing that Keith Pompey told us yesterday that was inadvertently the biggest vote of confidence for Brett Brown. Going into not the rest of this season, however that season looks, but next year as well. Interesting stuff. Time of the Fanatics 7-Eleven.
Fanatics Sports Update.
MLB Players Union talks or sends proposal. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Buckling up is the most effective thing you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones in a crash. Drive smart and buckle up. Be safe, PA. Learn more at PennDOT.gov/safety. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars. The MLB Players Association sent their proposal to MLB team owners yesterday, according to Joel Sherman of the New York Post. The requests made in the proposal were protection for high-risk players and family members, frequency of testing, protocols for positive results, proper and frequent sanitization, need for pre- and post-game therapy, and medical personnel at all stadiums. Now players will have to wait until the league and owners overlook the request and begin to negotiate. The players are also awaiting to hear the MLB's economic proposal that is expected to come out early next week. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offers 531-20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Some incredible away game trips to see the Birds play this year. And of course, there's only one way I recommend you go, and that's with my guys, Bob Cav. Vince, his wife Liz, at phillysportstrips.com. Last year, we had a blast in Miami, and this year, we're going to San Fran. What an amazing trip this is going to be, and Philly Sports Trips covers everything perfectly. Class all the way while keeping the price extremely affordable. Join me and tons of Fanatic listeners and friends as we take over San Fran to watch the Birds play the Niners. And if you can't make it to San Fran with me, then what about Lambeau Field? Heck, I might go on that one too. Trust me, Philly Sports Trips handles every detail. Air, hotel, awesome tailgate, Philly foods by Cav Catering, and of course, great seats with other Birds fans. Go to phillysportstrips.com. That's phillysportstrips.com. And don't worry, your deposit will be 100% applied to a future trip if anything changes. That's phillysportstrips.com.
Buying a new home is exciting. Getting a mortgage for that new home, not so much. At WSFS Bank, we understand this isn't something you do every day. So we've worked hard to make the whole mortgage experience as simple and transparent as possible. And most importantly, at WSFS, we make all loan decisions right here. Like we said, buying a new home is exciting. Let's keep it that way. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for service. To learn more, visit WSFSBank.com. Member FDIC, NMLS ID number 417673, Equal Housing Lender.
With all the overtime our appliances have been taking on these last several weeks, it wouldn't be shocking if one called it quits. Silver lining? Maybe you wanted a new one anyway. Lowe's has you covered during our Memorial Day event, with 12-month special financing to help with the unexpected. And up to 40% off select appliances, including the best brands to fit your style and budget. Plus, we'll even deliver for free. Download our app or shop Lowe's.com today. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $299 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Stugatz here. Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics, all with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Or visit Dell.com/small business deals.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's have some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Farsetti in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up 9 o'clock today, we're going to talk to the Colonel, where Mike Kern's going to join us.
Tiger.
I can't wait. Tiger, Phil, Peyton, Brady. Hey, I'm going to watch this. And how about this? Charles Barkley?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's going to be a great show. Like, look, it's,
he's like the phone a friend special kind of thing. Can he get bogey or better?
Yeah, he's like an analyst.
Yeah,
on golf,
but you can call him in for a hole.
Yeah, that's an interesting feature
to see if he can get a bogey or better. There's no chance.
So wait, what's the Barkley feature? I didn't see this.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there.
Yeah,
and they can call him out to a hole. Like,
he's going
to
be an analyst / like phone a golfer.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Where he can
like
come
a
in.
Pinch hitter.
Kind of. And the I guess the points are if you think he can get a bogey or better.
you can call him in and maybe you get more points or skins or however. And if so he does a birdie or worse, the other team benefits.
Okay. So you got, if you're calling him in strategy wise here, you got to call him in on par three, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is Sunday, by the way. This thing's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Par three is the only hope. Because Charles, I can't imagine he's too long off the tee boxes with that swing.
What gives you that idea, Jamie?
Just watching that swing.
Does Tiger wear red?
Yeah, it's Sunday. He better.
Well, shorts.
Yeah, shorts and red.
They're going to wear shorts.
Oh, yeah. They're wearing
it
shorts.
It does look weird.
It's really weird to me.
Yeah.
And carrying their own bags.
And like, if you would have told me that and I never watched any tournament ever with a guy wearing shorts, I wouldn't think of it.
Yeah,
he's wearing shorts. Of course he is. But like, if you go and watch like NCAA golf every once in a while, which I have, I'm like, this is weird to me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's still the policy, but I know when I have watched NCAA
golf. Yeah, they can wear shorts.
They can wear shorts. Okay, yeah. I'm like, that looks weird. For whatever reason, it looks really odd.
So the PGA was discussing, is this something they should, you know, one of the old-timey golf things they need to move on from? And this might sound weird. I don't think they should.
No, absolutely not. You wear pants.
Yeah. It's ingrained in me now for so long. You wear pants when you play golf.
Because what's the theme of golf? It's a gentleman's game.
It's a gentleman's game.
Yeah, gentlemen don't wear shorts.
I rarely wear shorts. And that's
why you never wear shorts.
I'll tell you this.
You're a weirdo.
That was the weirdest thing about quarantine, about being home all that time, was I was wearing shorts like all the time. All the time. And I got pasty the shins. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, and I'm wearing golf pants right now, as a matter of fact, because golf pants are the greatest invention ever for anyone that doesn't like wearing shorts.
Yeah, during this quarantine, I got a few pairs of golf shorts. Not pants, golf shorts. Oh, my God.
Seth Joyner called me out at NBC for wearing golf pants at work. He's like, how do you wear golf pants to work? I'm like, I'm comfortable at work. And he's like, okay. Like, cool. That was a fun argument. But nonetheless, here's the thing we were getting into before the break. It has to do with Brett Brown. Keith Pompey relayed this to us yesterday. And it's something that I just, whenever somebody has $1 billion or $3.8 billion like Josh Harris, right? When the net worth is that, I don't think about that man's money other than he'll be fine. Like, that's the thought that creeps into my brain. So Keith Pompey says that there's a good chance that whatever happens in this tournament, Brett Brown's back again. And it comes down to the financial fallout from the coronavirus. Now, I'm out on Brett. I'd like to see somebody else come in here and take that on, this responsibility. But Keith was right on the money, literally. If they're going to bring somebody in after Brett Brown, it has to be somebody with some clout. It has to be somebody that has some experience. It can't be another startup head coach.
I know why Phil Jackson was doing the Eagles call yesterday. Just makes sense.
Yeah, right. He's auditioning
for the Sixers. Are lining him up for next head coach.
You imagine
the Eagles? Yeah.
Could you imagine? What, I don't know what poem he would read Ben Simmons, but we wouldn't see them jump passes anymore, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, he would be the perfect guy to work with Simmons, right? Just from a mindset sort of thing.
How do you not listen to that guy?
Yeah.
And so I forgot about the two NBA championships he won as a player.
Yeah.
He's won 13 titles.
Yeah. And he coached these guys named Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Chris McPherson, who wrote up the story for Eagles.com, he does a great job for Eagles.com, highlighted the 13 championships. 11 as a coach. 13 overall.
Jeez.
Okay, so the guy wins.
Yeah.
The guy wins. I'd love to say, like, that'd be wild. Like, not as a front office executive, because, oh man, the Knicks are still ablaze. But I'd like to see him come to Philadelphia. Now, look, but bottom line is, it's going to be an experienced coach. Bottom line is, it's going to be somebody that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being, if that revenue isn't there, do the Eagles bring, or do the Sixers bring back Brett Brown for another year? Now, look, here's the thing. It's not about bringing him back. It's about him fulfilling his contract. And the main point of all this is that not only are you going to have to pay that new coach that comes in, you're still paying Brett, because Brett is signed through the 2022 season. He signed from 21 to 22 season.
Right. Two more years after this.
So not only would you be paying him for the following season, you'd be paying for the next one as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the Sixers doing that. As much as I am hoping that they say, well, we have money, we can afford it, they might not be, as the great businessmen that they are, they might not be thinking to themselves, wow, we just lost all this money. Let's lose more money. Yeah, I don't.
And it's easy to justify to the public. You just go, well, it was a shortened season and it wasn't a fair shake.
Yeah. And
people will be outraged.
Oh, yeah.
This is an ownership group who, when a pandemic came about, their first thought was, How do we save money?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's go to the guy making 60 grand and take 20% away from him.
Yeah, that's not a good look there.
No.
So we know that, I mean, look, they're businessmen, as most owners are. They made their money doing something else, and that's fine. I'm not judging that. But most successful business people, they find a way to save some money for themselves.
Yeah, they do.
They find a way to make a good fiscal or financially responsible decision. So as sure as I was that this wouldn't impact Brett Brown's future, look, I don't think the status of what happens, barring winning the tournament, barring winning the playoffs, winning the NBA championship this year, however that may look, I didn't think Brett was back. But when you think about the financial implications and all of it, I don't see them paying him two more years. And then also going to pay whatever experienced head coach comes in to take over this franchise.
Well, here's the big thing. You had a season going on that I think we would all label disappointing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you get a break from it. And you can go back. And Brett said this in his press conference or his Zoom conference last week or so, that now I'm really dialing in. I'm sitting back. I'm looking at tape. I'm really dialing in. Okay, well, now's the time that you really prove your worth as a coach. During a season, it's during those 48 minutes every game, right? It's mm-hmm. how you adjust. It's how you prepare, whatever. Well, now it's basically you're given 3 months to study for a test. You got to ace it. So this team has to come out and look differently from the one that we saw during the season that we labeled disappointing. That was 13 games over 500.
Absolutely.
But was horrible on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So this team has to come out looking not only different, but a lot better than it was. And if that's a case where it's Al Horford not starting, if Shake Milton's getting more minutes, if you're using Ben Simmons in a different way, if Joel Embiid, you know, I don't know, however you're going to use him. But it's been all laid out there for Brett. So he can save himself. There's no question he can save himself after this.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's not a lot of change, and we're watching the kind of same Sixers basketball they were watching, and the offense is like, what's changed? If we have that question, well, then, yeah, maybe management will think it's time to move on.
If it was 1 year, I'd question it. If it's 2 years, like it is, I'm not questioning it anymore. He's back.
Say that again.
If it was 1 year, if it was one more season after this.
Okay.
I would say the contract, you mean.
I'm sorry, yeah.
They'll eat a year. Maybe. 2 years? No. They're not eating 2 years.
Yeah,
And by the way, here's the thing. Talking about how the Sixers ended the season, they had 39 wins by the time everything shut down. 17 right. games left to play. It's not surefire, especially without Ben Simmons, for however long you wouldn't have Ben Simmons. It's not surefire they were going to win 50 games again. So when you talk about whether or not the season was a disappointment to the point to which it shut down, yeah, extremely disappointing.
Yeah, maybe they come out with 50, 51 wins. So then it's 3 years straight of 50-plus wins. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at a coach, if you brought him in, and I'm just playing both sides here, if you brought in a coach and gave him for the first time two guys that played together, meaning Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and boom, you win 50 and go to the second round. The next year, boom, you win 50 and go to the second round. And then third year, you're on, you know, you're this scenario happens. We're not even questioning it.
Right, but imagine, no, absolutely.
Right.
But like, imagine this scenario where the Sixers don't move on from Brett because of the financial reasons. And they say, we haven't made the money we usually make because of the shutdown. We'll know why. But like, it'll come out. You know, that's why. I mean, Keith's already speculating on it right now. So imagine that. And then you look at maybe a Mike D'Antoni becomes available. Maybe a Phil Jackson becomes available. I mean, he is available. Maybe one of these other guys becomes available and you pass on him and he signs somewhere else where he could have come here and had a huge impact on guys like Ben Simmons and guys like Joel Embiid. That's going to be an awful look. Now, it could be a Nick Nurse. Like, nobody was after Nick Nurse, and the guy's an NBA champion now, right? Yeah, mostly because of Kawhi Leonard, but I think we can also look at Nick Nurse and go, oh, wow.
Well, the job he did this year confirms. Yeah. He's a great coach.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good. I still think Brett outcoached him last year in the playoffs overall, but Nick Nurse has proven to be a better coach this year than even last year, I think, especially with losing an MVP like Kawhi Leonard. So when you think about what the investment will be going into next year, you think about who that head coach will be. And I have to say right now, thinking about the financial ramifications of everything, it's going to be Brett. They're not eating 2 years.
I think so, too. I really do. I think it's going to be him. It's funny you bring up Mike D'Antoni. He had a birthday just a couple weeks ago, real quick. He's 69 years old.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. But Man, I never would have thought that.
He looks great.
He does.
He looks great.
But anyway.
It's all that running and gunning and chucking and ducking.
That's the most random thing you've ever, like.
It hit me because his birthday did just pass him when it flew up on the screen when I was watching. Because he spent some time with the Sixers, so I was around Mike a little bit, and I never even thought that he was close to 69 years old.
Uh-huh. But, nice.
And yeah, nice. But, and with the Brett thing, another reason where I think they lean towards keeping him, you're blowing up something that you've been real careful not to, like, blow up, and that's this process, and he's the head of it. Because if you look at the process, it's Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Brett Brown.
Uh-huh.
And it's a culture, and it's all of that stuff. I'm not pining for it or against it. I'm just thinking what I think they think, or saying what I think they think. I don't think that they're just ready to implode from Brett Brown just yet.
I thought last year would be the year where they make a decision. I never thought they'd actually do it, but this is the it would be weird to end it after all this.
Yeah, he's coming back. If there's 2 years remaining, he's
that's all you need to know.
I'm just gonna put my feet up and watch the show.
I'll tell you what, I'll be pleasantly surprised if they don't bring him back. If they're like, you know what, 2 years, to hell with that, we want to win. I'm like, oh wow, all right, cool.
Yeah, but I don't see them doing it. I mean, Bob's right. I mean, the fact that they cut salaries within like a week of this pandemic, yeah, they're not eating 2 years.
No, it's not happening. And that's the thing. I think most people went, no, come on, there's no way this could save his job, blah, blah, blah. Or it's going to save his job. Yeah, no, not necessarily.
No, his contract will save his job.
His contract will save his job because it's two more years on the deal.
And you can spin it if I'm a Sixers owner or head, or I can spin that as, well, look, three straight 50-win seasons, and, you know, they're making steps in the playoffs every year, and it was a new roster this year. They only played 19 games together, and it was shortened, and Brett didn't get a fair shake.
Man. And Jordan didn't win his first championship until he was such and such an age, like 28. LeBron was 27, 28. You know, that, and that's firmly in Brett's mind. You know, he knows the Timmy Duncans and the David Robinsons, and it took those guys, you know, years to develop.
Yeah.
And he's talked about that often.
Well, Tim got lucky. He walked into it.
He walked into David Robinson, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but, yeah, I just don't. Now, that being said, we laid it all out, the reasons he's probably, or we think, most likely coming back. What if they do just go to a playoff format? And what if they do get bounced in the first round? And what if it does look really bad?
Ugh.
I don't think there's any way the contract comes into play.
Will public outcry be enough for them to eat 2 years of money?
Hey,
I think so.
We bullied them off that. We bullied them off that 20% pay cut.
We did.
Like,
I mean, because the outcry will be
ridiculous.
If it's
a out in the first round type of thing. Because, like, look, here's the thing. Some people look at it and go, oh, Brett Brown, or they'll look at the playoff series and they'll go, oh, it's an asterisk anyway. It doesn't really count. Yeah. Okay. Wait till they lose game one. And then you tell the people that will be calling us and it doesn't matter. Yeah, sure. All right. It's more, they played more games than the San Antonio Spurs did when they won their lockout shortened season in 98-99.
Right.
They played 65 games. So there's been a season. To call it, fine, call it. The players, as you mentioned, what, like 3.5 games is the closest between an 8 or a 9 and the 8 seed?
Yeah.
Season's over. Yeah. All right. Once the playoffs start, it'll be playoff mentality. It might look a little weird because there won't be people in the stands, but ain't the question. You're going to be looking at it and going, oh, this is the playoffs. It'll take one loss or one win, one alley-oop to Ben Simmons, whatever it might be, to make you feel like it's playoff basketball.
And Brett Brown will get scrutinized either way. If they come back and have success in this playoff thing, it'll be, well, why the hell couldn't he figure his team out the way he did off of two months off, or however long they're going to be off before they resume? Why couldn't he figure that out in the offseason? Why did it take having to see them through 65 games, then think about it for a couple of months, then implement it? You know, so you could get that. And then if the losing happens, you know, you could get it another way. And maybe not even the first round. Maybe they win a series, then lose a series again. Well, then to fans, that's apathy. You know, I mean, that's just, you're mired in mediocrity. Oh, yeah, they win one, they lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Done this 3 years in a row.
Mm.
So Jamie put it perfectly. You sit back, you put your feet up, and see what happens.
When you talk about Michael Jordan, like, he didn't win until he was like 28. LeBron James didn't win until he was like 28, whatever he was. How many coaches did he have from that point, from the rookie year till now? Till he won a championship.
Well, let's see, MJ had... Four. Three, but yeah, four.
He had four coaches between his rookie year and his first championship. before they got to Phil Jackson, and then I think it was 2 years later they won their championship.
Yeah.
You got to have some change. You got to have some different motivating factors there if the player's not doing it himself. And if player already has come out publicly and said that he needs somebody else to motivate him, he needs someone else to put that quarter in the motivation machine, well, when's Brett going to do it? Because there's been a public challenge that we've covered and talked about a million times.
See, I think...
And there's been, I'm going to call your parents. Literally, what the hell?
I think that's all on Ben, though.
I think
Brett has exhausted every... I mean, besides from benching him, which I don't think is a realistic, positive step, I think he's exhausted all options.
Whatever it is, it hasn't worked. Options he's explored, they haven't worked. So maybe you do find that it's somebody else that can reach Ben, I guess.
And Jimmy Lynam said it when we asked him about it last week, you know, was that a mistake? He said, yeah, Brett probably wants to have that one back. He probably didn't want to say anything in public. But... You know, we all know Brett Brown. That's just who he is. He's just blatantly honest. And you know, he's made the suggestion to Ben Simmons in private. He made it more publicly with Ben Simmons and his parents. And then he did it most publicly in front of all the media.
Mm-hmm.
Should he have done that? And Brett might even say, yeah, maybe not. But that's just who he is. And Jamie, you're right. It is more on Ben. I mean, you've been called out for it now. By not only your coach,
the entire league.
And in that Jackie McMullen piece, Joel Embiid says, the reason I hang out is because he needs room to penetrate. I need him to shoot so I can hang out inside. So it is on Ben.
I think it's always on the player unless the coach is just lazy. And I certainly don't think Brett Brown is lazy.
No.
I mean, you know, you can say a lot of things about Brett. You can't say the man's lazy.
No.
The guy's worked his ass off. He's trying to coach his ass off. Ben's not responding. So that's where you do have to come down to that. Famous phrase, a new voice. And I think that's what the Sixers need. And I thought that was going to happen regardless of what happened in this tournament, barring a championship. And yes, it would be a championship, despite what a lot of people think. Brett's going to be back, regardless of what happens. And it mostly comes down to that contract. 99.9% of it come down to that contract. I think the other 0.1% are that, you know, EB and him.
I don't see ownership taking a financial hit.
No.
I won't say it definitively.
No,
I'll say most likely he's back. Yeah. I'll say most likely he's back. But
a first round exit could change things.
Yeah, first, maybe even a second. Yeah. But I still think these playoffs that come up, a lot hinges on it.
But if they beat this, like, right now they would face the Celtics in the first round, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If they beat the Celtics in the first round, he's back.
Yeah, which I think they do, by the way.
And they get Toronto in the second round, most likely.
Which would, let's be honest, that'd be a great series. Because it's. Facing a team in the regular season is much different than facing a team in a 7-game series.
Certainly. Yeah. But the other thing is it's been 7 years.
Four of those you can't really count against him.
I understand, and I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But
it has been a long time.
Bottom line is people still are, like, a lot of people wanted to fire Brett Brown just because they were sick of his face. Like, they were just sick of seeing him all the time. They associated him with losing. And the guy just had back-to-back 50-win seasons. Probably would have done that again, but it's not guaranteed. You just lost Ben Simmons. You didn't know if you were going to have him back at all during the regular season to finish up the final 17 games of the season. You weren't sure you were going to have him back. Like, it's still questionable as to whether or not he'll be 100% full go if they start the tournament in a couple of weeks, really. So when you think of a couple months... When you think about it, like, I'll talk about the timeline in a second here, but when you go back and you focus on all that, it's not guaranteed that they would have won 50 games. I mean, 17 games left in the season, I believe 8 of them were on the road. 7 of them were on the road. So then we all know how terrible that they were, and they were also facing the Bucks again. They were, I think, facing the Celtics again as the season wound down?
I think that series was done.
Toronto is who they're
in. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. So there's no guarantee. So I don't want to hang my hat on. It would have been 3 in a row. But when you think about just the playoffs and just this tournament starting, however it's going to work out, you have to have some kind of showing from this team. Like, because that's going to be a huge challenge. It's trying to get these guys, oh God, I hate to say it again, motivated again after coming out of nothing. Basically getting a 2.5-month shutdown of basketball, getting back into game shape. We've talked about it at length with Mark Jackson when we've talked to him throughout the season about how it takes like 2 weeks to get out of shape, 6 weeks to get in shape.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are going to be surrounding how this team kind of bounces back from the situation that they're in. But that's every team is going to have to find a way to do that. But not every team has Jimmy Butler sending everybody hoops for their home purposes for workouts.
But Jimmy was working out yesterday. He let the world know. It was on Instagram.
Did the day end in a Y? Damn right, Jimmy Butler was working out yesterday. But here is some of the plans that are in place right now as far as the NBA goes to resume. Teams expect the NBA to issue guidelines around June 1st. NBA is focusing on a three-step plan right now for a potential return to play, getting this off of ESPN. Initial two-week recall of players for a period of quarantine. 1 to 2 weeks of individual workouts at team facilities. 2 to 3 week formal training for a training camp. So 2 to 3 weeks there for a formal training camp. Games are expected to resume before the end of July. Now, what brings this in, this is interesting because this was 2 days ago. What's happened since is, who was it, a reporter put out the story, Jamie, saying that June 24th, they would start basketball again, the NBA would return.
Yeah, a guy named John Geiger, who's verified and has like 50,000 followers, so I'm not familiar with him, but appears credible, said June 21st, NBA back. Then Spencer Dinwiddie, who's currently in the seventh seed in the East with the Nets, said, that's just practice. I heard those last five games at bubble site start July 15th.
So is that the regular season bubble games?
It sounds like
teams may...
Maybe five regular season games to kind of ramp up for the playoffs and get your legs under you. That's kind of how I read it.
Is it everybody? There's still a lot of questions out there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like hockey. It's like you don't even know if you're going to have your four seeds.
Maybe they just chop it off at the eight seed and say, you guys are in, you're going to have five warm-up games, and then the playoffs start.
Those are preseason games, essentially?
Yeah, basically.
Can it affect standings, or it's just preseason games?
Because the
Sixers are tied.
They lock them in the seeding and say, here's your five exhibition games. These are your matchups. Sixers get the Celtics.
See, I think at most you have like one ramp-up game, and then you play for seeding.
I would imagine Spencer Dinwiddie is saying that because he's been told that.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's the Spencer Dinwiddie theory. I think that's what he's been told as well.
I mean, that kind of sounds about right, to get your legs under you and get your win back and all that.
Yeah, but five games of that?
Yeah.
But they're
probably going to treat it like a preseason game where Embiid plays 15, 20 minutes at most.
Just like for hockey, I want it to mean something. If you're going to have your players playing, maybe you have a ramp-up game or two at the most, like a second preseason. Like baseball is going to have spring training again if it comes back or if it starts up. But with hockey and basketball, I would want them to, go ahead, you have your warm-up game or two, and then start playing where it means something. So if it's going to be two preseason games, essentially, or one preseason game, essentially, then you would have the games matter. Because let's not also forget that players feel like they have a risk, and rightfully so, right? Anyone going out in the world feels like there's a risk right now.
Right.
You want to know that you're getting the most bang for your buck, and I don't mean that literally. If you're starting up again, you want it to matter. You're not starting up to work out. You're starting up because you want it to matter.
Yeah. As long as you're all on the same playing field, I'm fine. Like, we talked about yesterday with hockey. You can't have the playing games mean something and the four seeds sitting there that get byes and just waiting for you and then say, oh, okay, now we'll play you. As long as all the NBA teams are on the same level, whether, Mark, like you say, two or three preseason games and then you jump in, as long as everybody's on the same level, like a team doesn't have to play to get into something and then they're facing somebody who was sitting, that's not going to work.
No.
So, yeah, and people look at these NBA players like they get on there and they just start playing and on. All right, here we go. You can't imagine the amount of soreness and aches and pains there are. Like when I was covering training camp, like these guys, it's like, we all played sports. It's like our first few days of practice. You're sore as hell. Mm-hmm. These guys need to get over it, and then be ready to play again.
I'll say this, and you're right in all the points, but the one thing that's still just on spin cycle in my brain still is that Brett's going to be back. I don't see them getting bounced out in the first round of this.
It's a possible. I mean, Boston.
The Celtics are good.
Yeah.
They're very possible.
They're not a favorite.
Let me tell you something about those Celtics.
I mean, the Celtics will probably be favored to win the series in Vegas.
Oh, hell yeah.
A slight favorite. I would say they're minus 140, if I had to guess.
That's shocking, because fun fact about the Celtics. They suck.
Well, put that, I can't dispute that.
Put that in your line.
Except anyway. For the fact that they're one of the most successful NBA franchises ever. But hey, other than that.
Jordan said Sixers before he said Celtics when he talked about franchise. That's so true. That's all you really need to know. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. When we come back, I promise we'll give you an update on our Twitter poll. See if people are looking forward to the Flyers more than they are the Phillies. Go figure. And also, when we come back, number one piece of sports memorabilia. Robert Kraft's Super Bowl 51 ring went for over $1 million. What would you put the highest price on? In all of sports history, the number one thing you would put the biggest price on. Talk about that when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Kraft donates Super Bowl ring. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by AmeriGas. Cinch is a propane tank home delivery service that brings propane right to your doorstep. Visit cinch.com, that's C-Y-N-C-H.com, and use promo code FANATIC to get your first tank exchange for just $10. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was able to donate his Super Bowl 51 ring to the All-In Challenge a few weeks ago. After 35 bids, the auctioning remained still, and the ring eventually sold for over $1 million. The ring was originally won in a close comeback win over the Falcons in 2016 and holds 283 diamonds within it. The money made from the auction will all be donated towards COVID-19 relief. This update is also brought to you by Family Jewelers. Family & Company Jewelers is now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Family & Company Jewelers, Route 70 in Marlton, South Jersey's diamond destination. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Loyalty. It's all about being there. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. So to say thanks for being there, AAA rewards loyalty. Like how you get savings on AAA auto insurance just for being a AAA member. And when you switch to AAA auto insurance, you could save more based on how long you've been a AAA member and how long you've had your current insurance. If you have both AAA auto and AAA home insurance, you could get even more savings just for being loyal. But your loyalty gets you more than savings. It gets you comprehensive help. Because when your AAA expert agent knows you better, they can help you better. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about AAA auto insurance and loyalty rewards.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. This weekend, there's going to be a clash of the Titans. They won't be doing it for the fame and the glory. They'll be playing for the love of the game. And DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you on the course with a special sign-up offer up to $1,000. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino is adding to the excitement by offering great prop bets throughout the big event. There's going to be hole-by-hole betting, specific player props, and much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use code FANATIC. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino and Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. Warnings about COVID-19 are particularly worrisome to cancer patients whose treatments can weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to illness. Social distancing is critical now because you can spread the virus to others even if you're not displaying any symptoms. The American Association for Cancer Research reminds us to follow all CDC guidelines to protect this vulnerable population. Thank you for caring for our community in this way. Learn about the progress towards curing and preventing cancer at AACR.org.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Pros, keep those exterior maintenance projects going strong. Count on Lowe's for the items and supplies you need to get the job done. And now, take advantage of Memorial Day bulk savings on products like OSB, fence pickets, shingles, and more. We buy in bulk and pass those savings on to you. Shop today at lowsforpros.com. And don't forget, we're open at 6 a.m. so you can get started early and make the most of your day. Together, we can keep your business moving. Price and selection vary by market, U.S. only.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, everyone, I'm about to say the dreaded word no one wants to hear. Are you ready? Stucco. Yes, stucco. I am Corey Rutter of Rutter Roofing, and we specialize in total stucco replacement projects. We are James Hardy Alliance Partners and 5-star CertainTeed vinyl installers. We have the best options for removing the stucco and all the rotting wood behind it, replacing it with safe, beautiful, and efficient siding and windows that come with an incredible return on investment. Think Rutter for all stucco replacements. Go to RutterRoofing.com today and start designing the new look of your home.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the boy watch. This is a phrase we haven't said in a while. But,
let the boy watch.
They need to be revisited. Let's go to...
Wait, real quick.
What's this?
I got to revisit what we were just talking about.
Pass the duchy?
Go ahead, Bob. Yes.
So we're... How did we get into it? I don't even know how we got into it.
We're a pack of idiots is how we got into it.
So, we're talking about...
We talked about my grandfather.
Pediatricians.
And
it started with you and I talking about my grandfather, who's 99, just got released from the hospital, nothing coronavirus related, and he's home now.
Right.
We're all ecstatic, and that started the medical conversation.
I said that my mom had dementia towards the end of her, and she thought that I was... My sister, when I would go visit her, she thought I was my sister's pediatrician. And she would call me Dr. Such and Such every day, and I never knew who was. So it came to pediatricians. Jamie named that his was Dr. Barbera, and he said, yeah, one time I was in school. Go ahead, you guys.
just think about this for a second. We were talking about, like,
your grandma.
No, we were talking about dementia, basically. And Jamie's like, you know, one time I shoved packing peanuts up my nose.
Well, we did get to the topic of pediatricians. I was like, oh, Dr. Barbera.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And then I was like, it reminds me of one time Dr. Barbera was laughing at me. He was over by Abington Hospital near Huntington Valley, kind of.
I was born there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my hospital.
Yeah, Dr. Barbera, great man. So I was in school. It was first grade. I'll never forget it. Me and my buddy Larry, we found packing peanuts. I guess the teacher got a box in, and there were some packing peanuts around, and we hijacked some and took them to our desk. And I was, this may shock you, I was a little bit of a class clown.
Get out of here.
Yeah, just a tad. So me and Larry were putting the packing peanuts up our nose and then holding our one nostril and firing them out of the
snot
other nostril.
Rockets.
Yeah, basically a snot rocket with a packing peanut. Sounds like a blast.
I'm like, as a 37-year-old man, I wish I had some packing peanuts right now.
So I shoved one up my nostril and it went too far and I couldn't blow it out and I couldn't pick it out and I got sent to the nurse's office like an idiot and she couldn't get it out. So I got called to Dr. Barbera's office and he very much enjoyed taking that packing peanut out of my nose. I think he literally said to my mom, like, boys will be boys, right? And he was laughing at me.
What were mom and dad's reaction on that one?
Oh, they weren't too happy.
No?
No, because they had to leave work and come and get me and take me to a doctor. And
they took you to Dr. Barbera.
Yeah.
I remember talking to your mom about this, and she said to Dr. Barbera, is my son an idiot? And he goes, boy, I guess. Yeah!
That was good.
Yeah! Anyway, all right, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, good times.
We're all
idiots. Those pediatricians see some things.
And my point when we were talking about this was, we really learn by being idiots.
Yeah. Totally.
It's the best life lesson is being stupid.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. The people that was stupid early on, they're pretty smart today.
I make mistakes. I rarely make mistakes twice because I learn from my stupidity.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you embrace somebody else's mistakes, so you learn from that as well.
Absolutely.
That's why we're all better people. That's the bottom line. Let's go to Sam Wilson. Get an update on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This morning we asked, what are you more looking forward to, Flyers playoffs or the Phillies season? We have over 1,000 votes right now. 59% of people are saying Flyers playoffs.
Wow! The majority siding with hockey. Now, Sam, you have a different perspective here. Do you think it's because it's playoff hockey, or do you think it's because people are soured on baseball right now, given the conversation of last week with Blake Snell, given the conversation with Bryce Harper and the owners and Scott Boras?
I think it's definitely the playoffs versus the regular season.
You think that's
but
all?
I do think there are those some people that have that salty taste in their mouth because of those comments. But I think majority of the people still choosing Flyers are just because it's postseason versus regular season.
Oh, I forget about a salt lick. It was a salt bite for me. I just took a big old bite out of it with those comments that were made. You have that many people filing for unemployment, that many people looking for jobs, and all of a sudden you're talking about millionaires and billionaires. And here's the other thing. You look at it from like a minor leaguer perspective. You look at it from a perspective of somebody who might be a fringe MLB player. If they do resume, it was on the table as one of the proposals that they would expand rosters. So if you're one of those guys that could be getting that major league bonus,
yeah,
it's right there for the taking.
Come on, boys, come back.
Yeah, well, please. Sam's fiance is a perfect example.
Yeah,
he's going to be in Double A this year. And if they expand the rosters enough and there's, you know, let's say four catcher spots. I mean, that's probably an extreme example, but he might have a legit shot to get a call up here and there.
Hey, absolutely.
And if I'm him, I'm going, hey, Tony Clark, Players Union, can you please remove your heads from your asses and defend us? Thank you.
That's the thing I can't get over. Like, I know when it comes down to it, and I hate to use the word selfish, but it's business.
You got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah, but if I'm Bryce Harper and I'm having that conversation with Bryson Stott, like, do you not know your audience? Like,
yeah. I guess if you're Bryce, you're saying to Bryson, like, hey, man, you're going to be here. You're going to get yours. You're good enough that you'll be here one day.
Yeah, that's...
Like, that's what Bryce's thinking is.
Okay. You're a millionaire. You're having that conversation with me, a thousandaire, right? I don't believe you.
Well, once you get to a $330 million level, I think your thinking gets a little distorted, Mark.
It's skewed.
maybe not realistic that much.
I do like the impulse of Bryce Harper's brain that goes, I just pissed off a hell of a lot of people. Let me do squats.
Yeah.
Let me do squats and post photos of it for people to know I'm working really hard. It didn't work. At least not for me.
Do you think there was eye rolls on the other end of the gaming when Bryce Harper said, yeah, man, I agree with him. He's right.
Oh, you mean the guys that were following the game?
The video games? The guy he was talking to, Bryson Stott. You think he was kind of rolling his eyes like...
I think he got off the Twitch.
Mom, you're never going to believe what Bryce said.
You ignore him, honey.
He just doesn't get it.
You're a good boy. You're going
to
do fine.
Athletes are different. Bryson Stott's probably listening to that going, yeah, I'm going to be there one day.
Yeah, what about today?
Like, they probably don't even... They're so removed from reality, they probably don't even, like, realize it.
But the other part is that Bryson Stott probably had a signing bonus.
He probably had sizable signing bonus.
He was first round. He was what, 12th or something like that?
Yeah, top 15.
All right, so he had a nice little bonus.
Yeah.
So maybe he's not hurting for money.
No.
But you need to talk about the other guys. See, the guys that I think about are the fringe guys that could be making it to Major League Baseball, could be playing a little bit more than what they're playing now, could be certainly making more than they're making now. And then you have guys like Bryce Harper being like, yeah, that's you tell him, Snell. You tell him. Great point from you. Because if you are a union, part of the reason you have a union, and I've been in a union, is to, you know, give respect to the guys that aren't making that much money and make sure that they're taken care of.
How much do you think Bryson Stott's signing bonus was?
I'm going to say $1.2 million.
Did you look it up?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a little over a million.
I'll say 800. Yeah, I think Mark's about right.
$3.9 million.
What?
Wow!
Googly moogly.
Slightly below the slot value of $4.04 million for the 14th overall pick in this year's draft.
So he's fine. He's not going to get mad.
So he probably didn't roll his eyes.
Nah, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But that's why I focus more so on the guys that are the fringe guys.
Sure.
Guys that are looking to break into it.
Yeah, yeah, and you're absolutely right.
And maybe at one point they did sign that bigger deal. Like Cornelius Randolph, for instance, right? He probably signed a bigger deal. He probably got over a little over $1 million when he signed as a first round pick. 10th overall, I want to say he was. So when you think about that type of deal, that some of that money's probably gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the professional system for a couple of years now. And look, he's not close to breaking it into the major league system, but maybe with the roster expansion, he gets all the more closer, right? So those are the things I would think about if I'm in a union and I'm thinking about the guys that aren't making that much money and how much they need to get back into the swing of things, literally and figuratively. So I hope that's also on the...
3.9 for old Statsy?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
He did have a really good gaming system. He had a good setup, so that's what I'll look at there. So, yeah, it's not even those guys that just made the money that I'm thinking about. It's the guys that have been around a little bit, that if you're part of a union, you want those guys kind of taking it up for them. Now, we talked about this earlier, and Jamie, you didn't give me yours. Bobby gave me an idea of yours. When you talk about the things that you would put the most money on, and credit to him for this, Robert Kraft used his Super Bowl 51 ring, where they came back on the Falcons and won, for the all-in challenge started by Michael Rubin. Somebody paid over $1 million. I believe it was the 35th bidder that actually got to win the ring for over $1 million. What is like the most priceless piece of memorabilia to you? Think inside the box, think outside the box. I didn't tell mine earlier. I'll tell you mine now.
Yours is so weird.
But was it awesome?
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
But weird.
All right. Jamie.